The recent gas explosions in the Merrimack Valley have focused attention on the safety of natural gas and on its use across the state. The State Department of Public Utilities plans a statewide safety review of all pipelines. Safety concerns could hold up some utility projects, such as one planned in Weymouth by the energy giant Enbridge. WBUR's Barbara Moran has the story.
Most of the gas that fuels Massachusetts travels hundreds or thousands of miles through interstate pipelines, and it needs a boost every 50 miles or so to maintain pressure. This boost comes from compressor stations, like the one Enbridge wants to build in Weymouth. Opponents have been fighting the project for 4 years. On a balmy evening, about 40 protesters gather in Weymouth. They stand along Route 3A holding signs saying, "No compressor" and "Incineration Zone."
Every week, our people stand out and wave to people and just let them know that we're still here, we're still fighting.
Alice Arena is president of the Four River Residents Against the Compressor Station. She says the proposed station poses risks of explosion and air pollution and doesn't belong in an urban area. The frightening events in Lawrence, Andover, and North Andover have only heightened her concern.
We already have issues here because of all of the toxic industries in the basin. And you're telling us we're just going to throw another piece of polluting equipment here? It's not safe. It's not safe. You know, look at what just happened in the Merrimack Valley.
Enbridge declined requests for an interview and would only answer questions by email. Here's how the company describes a project location in a web video.
Our Weymouth compressor station will be built in North Weymouth near the current existing meter station, which is already located within Weymouth's industrial area, directly across from the power plant and next to the sewage treatment plant.
The Federal Energy Regulatory Commission, which oversees interstate compressor stations, says the Weymouth project will not result in a significant increase in risk to the nearby public. But the five existing compressor stations in Massachusetts are located in towns like Agawam, Charlton, and Mendon, with far less population density than Weymouth. And natural gas infrastructure does bring some risks. Francis O'Sullivan is director of research for the MIT Energy Initiative.
Compressor explosions do happen. I'm sure that if we went onto YouTube, we would find a compressor exploding. I don't necessarily believe, though, that that's the or ought to be a primary concern. I think there are other issues that I would be personally more focused on.
Okay, such as?
I think, very valid concerns relate to the fact that these are industrial facilities. There are going to be issues around potentially noise. Are there going to be emissions of gases and so on associated with that?
Opponents also worry about something called blowdowns. These are deliberate releases of gas to relieve pressure on the system, also done during emergency shutdowns. Most of the gas released in a blowdown is methane, a potential health hazard. The safety concerns have gotten the attention of government leaders. After the Merrimack Valley explosions, a bipartisan group of South Shore politicians called on the Baker administration for an immediate moratorium on any work on the Weymouth compressor station. Among them is State Senator Patrick O'Connor. He says he hopes state regulators and lawmakers can stop a project that already has federal approval.
This, I believe, is when the Federal Energy Regulatory Commission and the federal government and big energy companies are basically just trying to shove down whatever they possibly can on communities, and it's time that communities in the Commonwealth push back and say no.
Construction is delayed until at least January, when the State Departments of Environmental Protection and Public Health will release a report on potential air pollution from the station. The state will then decide whether to issue an air quality permit. Opponents hope that state and local roadblocks can delay or stop construction of the compressor, and having natural gas safety in the spotlight will only help their cause. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Barbara Moran.